Billions of U.S. dollars. That's how much Sea Shepherd says West Africa loses to illegal fishing each year. The region also accounts for nearly 40% of all the world's poached fish. It's a big business, with industrial fishing vessels that often slip into national waters. Lamia Esemlali is the head of Sea Shepherd's campaign, helping to monitor Senegal's 700-meter-long coast. The program is dubbed Sunu Gal, a local Senegalese word meaning my canoe, except that Sea Shepherd's contribution is a ship with personnel trained to help catch poachers. It joins two or three other vessels provided by Senegal.
What we are doing is documenting illegal vessels and reporting to the Navy. And right now, the next stage is to have the officials who are on board with us to be able to board those vessels and to check further into whether they are complying with the law.
Some crews use nets, tarpaulins, or other equipment to obscure the name of their ships. Recently, poaching vessels have been flying the Senegalese flag. Others do have the proper credentials, but still may be breaking international and Senegalese law. Once Sea Shepherd staff and government officials board a trawler, they check for proper fishing licenses, gear, the species being fished, and the quota. The increased monitoring has been having an effect.
We have a good network of informants that can help us target the illegal fishing vessels. Now, they are more careful because the word came out that Senegal is trying to stop that illegal fishing. Not so long ago, they used to illegally fish in the light of the day, during the day. Right now, they are more cautious. They stand behind the border and they come at night in Senegal's waters and they just run away across the border when they feel that they are being followed, and one Russian vessel escaped us this way last month.
And that was not the only recent run-in with Russian trawlers. In January, Dakar brought one in suspected of fishing without a license. Fisheries Minister Hadar El Ali said it was the third time the boat had been fined. Esemlali says the ship itself was a difficult catch.
The Russian vessel that has been arrested in Senegal 2 months ago, they had to bring in military forces to force them to follow them because the Russians were armed and they didn't want to give up. So the idea is at a later stage to have armed coast guards on board with us.
The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization says fisheries and related industries account for up to a quarter of all employment in West Africa. Other figures show there are hundreds of thousands of fish-related jobs in Senegal, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. Fishing also contributes to over 30% of export revenues in Mauritius and Senegal. Esemlali says the campaign also aims to raise public awareness among consumers in industrialized countries. She says they should understand the food on their plates comes from a region that depends on the legal export of fish for revenue and to feed its people. Health experts estimate that fish provides over two-thirds of animal protein consumed in West Africa. European Union regulations have made it easier to verify the origin of the catch and allow vessels and uncooperative countries to be blacklisted. Reports say three such countries, including Guinea, could face sanctions. Eight other countries, including South Korea and Ghana, have been asked to address alleged problems or face trade sanctions against their seafood exports to the EU. Esemlali says Sea Shepherd's cooperative agreement with Senegal is a model for working with other governments which lack the resources to monitor their coastline. She expects to soon announce other bilateral agreements in West Africa to help crack down on poachers. I'm William Eagle in Washington.